8/22. So great seeing all of my Stew Crew peeps in Florida yesterday. Let's go. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stew Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God.
Yes,
Almighty.
And Christian Americans, freedom-loving, liberty-embracing Americans are the majority.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
We must hold these people accountable. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is August 8th, 2022. Welcome to the Stew Peters Show. My name is Stu. Nancy Pelosi managed to get in and out of Taiwan without setting off World War III last week, and that's good news for us, but not necessarily good news for Taiwan. Because now, of course, China is mad, and they've started a major military buildup in Southeast China. Just like Ukraine, this was entirely preventable. China had shown no signs of planning to attack Taiwan. Despite their claim on the island itself, they've been perfectly happy to peacefully coexist for now and to expand economic ties. But now China's attitude seems to be changing. They won't be provoked forever when they can see plainly that they are getting stronger and America is in decline. The truth is, America isn't the number one military power in the Taiwan Straits region, or if we are, we won't be for much longer. China's army is larger than ours. They're building an air force and navy capable of matching our own. And remember, they aren't giving away all of their weapon stockpiles to Ukraine so that they can fight a losing war against Russia. They aren't spending billions of dollars making sure that troops can get transgender surgeries. They aren't gutting their standards for troops and letting them become fat and out of shape. And they aren't purging their best officers for the sake of a political witch hunt. And they aren't injecting their military by the masses with a bioweapon, a dangerous and in many cases deadly shot. No. To the contrary, in a recently released video, the communist PLA sent a message to the rest of the world. We are ready, we are able, and we are willing to invade any country that we wish to. Watch. Chilling. So if China decides that it wants to start a battle over Taiwan, and we decide to fight back, who's going to win? I mean, you just watched what we just saw. It would easily be China. At this very moment, as we speak, China is showing off that they have the ability to start a blockade of Taiwan. They can use that Air Force and that Navy and land-based missiles to enforce a strict blockade of Taiwan capable of cutting the entire island off from outside supplies. And if America tries to intervene to break this blockade, the Chinese will use all of those missiles that you just saw to target our warships and bombard our air bases in Korea and Japan. Thousands will die. And then America will have to either give up on Taiwan and accept defeat or escalate to starting World War III. It's absolutely insane. Those are the choices in front of us thanks to Nancy Pelosi's pointless arrogance and belligerence. David Pine is a former U.S. Army captain. He served as an HQ staff officer and has a master's in national security studies from Georgetown. Right now, though, he's deputy director of national operations for the EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security. Just the other day, Captain Pine published a chilling article for the National Interest speculating that simply by visiting Taiwan, Nancy Pelosi has sealed this country's fate. Captain Pine has been predicting a Chinese attack on Taiwan for several years, but now he believes that this attack will come by 2025 as global military and economic power continues to shift in China's favor. Captain Pine joins us now. David, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu, for having me on the show again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that we should allow China to invade us until they adopt more pronouns and chop off their penises, but does this video seem to be alarming to you?
It's very alarming, and more so than the video, China's actions, which are unprecedented, and holding live fire naval and air exercises surrounding the island creating a de facto blockade and a no-fly zone over Taiwan. Don't believe me, that's according to the Biden administration and the Taiwanese government. So this action was completely predictable. The Biden administration had the ability to stop Pelosi from visiting the island. It failed to do so. It provided U.S. military support for the visit. And as I predicted, they have begun a partial blockade of China, which could be the precursor to a full blockade and followed by invasion occupation of Taiwan's main island. And it's an incredible crisis. If we choose wrongly in terms of the Biden administration, if they were to decide to on a direct military response, it could spark World War III and a nuclear escalation, not just with China, but with Russia and North Korea as well.
What are the possible good outcomes of this?
There are no good. It's just like Ukraine. There's no good outcome. This is much worse and much more serious and threatening and perilous than the war in Ukraine, because unlike Ukraine, Russia's objectives are quite limited. They only want eastern Ukraine and to essentially neutralize it. And then if Ukraine doesn't accept their peace terms, then they'll annex all of a large portion of eastern and southern Ukraine as well. But Ukrainian political and economic independence will not be threatened long term. In the case of Taiwan, Taiwan is a non-treaty ally. We used to have a defense treaty with them. We used to have nuclear weapons stationed there up until 1974. We had troops until 1979. And since then, we've had a policy of strategic ambiguity. But the best we can hope for at this point is a peaceful reunification agreement with Taiwan, which gives them a high degree of autonomy and which preserves as many of their rights as possible, as well as their right to emigrate. And, of course, there'd be amnesty because, by default, China is likely to throw them in the Lao Gai death camps or perhaps even execute independence leaders and any troops or Taiwanese military that resist their occupation of the island.
Is there a diplomatic mechanism in place, a channel of communication, per se, between Taiwan and China that they can handle this? Or is it just imminent that there's going to be U.S. military involvement?
So China, beginning with Deng Xiaoping in 1979, they offered a reunification peaceful agreement based on the idea of one China, two systems. And that entailed a lot of really interesting stuff, actually. would allow the Taiwanese flag to fly along the five-star communist Chinese flag. It would allow them to maintain their own military, but under Chinese control. It would allow, a high degree of autonomy. I'm thinking that China is probably throwing a lot of those ideas out the window because their strategic patience has expired, and Taiwanese independence leaders led by President Tsai in Taiwan have refused all attempts at peaceful reunification, understandably so.
How does it help America to get involved in this? What is our interest in spending trillions of dollars and potentially sparking World War III to protect the sovereignty of Taiwan, which China believes is rightfully theirs?
Well, our interest is to maintain our, our attempt, to be the dominant power, which we aren't, as you pointed out. Russia and China form the other pole in a bipolar international order, in which we're outnumbered two nuclear superpowers to one. So this isn't the Cold War. The Cold War, we had a rough balance of terror. We had both sides had about the same nuclear weapons, about the same combat power. We were outnumbered conventionally in terms of tanks and aircraft by the Soviets. But in this case, China has China and Russia combined have about 160% more economic power than we have. China alone has double the industrial power. And as you mentioned, the Chinese army and Navy and Coast Guard, far outnumber the U.S. They have complete regional superiority in terms of theater nuclear superiority, EMP weapons, hypersonic, nuclear hypersonic weapons, which the U.S. isn't even planning on developing, not to mention massive naval superiority by a factor of about 10 to 1.
So in short, there is no upside to America for getting involved in this at all.
No, as President Trump reportedly said, according to his former National Security Advisor, John Bolton, due to the fact that Taiwan is 100 times closer to China than it is to the United States, if China were to invade Taiwan, then there's nothing we could do about it.
I agree. And I also believe that there's nothing that we should do about it. Captain David Pine, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, as always.
Thank you very much.
Of course, anytime. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Hundreds of billions, soon to be trillions, of U.S. taxpayer dollars, which translates into your money, being stolen from you and funneled into the corrupt and criminal country of Ukraine. To conceal the satanic pedophilia cabal and to cover up the Pentagon-operated CIA-overseen bioweapons labs, where nothing good comes out of, designed to kill you. Soon to be Taiwan, same thing. Protect yourself. Get gold and silver right now. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When they drain and shut down and reset the financial system to zero, don't be caught with your pants down. Get $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call Goldco. Protect yourself with gold and silver. 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell Goldco that Stu Peters sent you when you call 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. So driving down the interstate on my way back to the airport from a great event in the Villages in Florida yesterday, there were illuminated signs on the highway just repeating the word test. And I don't know if it was referring to it was a test of the sign. I think it was telling you to test for COVID. Constantly test. Cases are rising. Test, test, test. Use this fake and false PCR test to get a 97% false positive rate to diagnose yourself with COVID at home. Stu, I have long COVID. I'm afraid that I have long COVID. I was talking with Dr. Jane Ruby about this a little yesterday, and she joins us now. It was an amazing event. I'm so glad that you were there, that we were able to make it work and get together. Huge turnout. This is a great indication that, you know what, Dr. Jane? We are the majority. And the propagandist liars in the mainstream media that convince us or try to beat us down, browbeat us every day, trying to convince us that we're crazy, that we're the minority, that we should just lock down and continue testing, forever testing. You probably have long COVID. Are you experiencing brain fog? You say that long COVID is the grift that keeps on giving. What do you mean?
Yeah, absolutely, Sue. And I agree with you. Yesterday was wonderful. Hundreds of patriotic Americans, people who love this country. I think they're underestimating us. But on this long COVID issue, Stu, I think this has been a scam since the beginning. It's just another way to keep people, you know, in that frenzy, the testing, the fear. And when you look at the symptoms, whether you look at the CDC's version, the lying World Health Organization, lots of doctors, by the way, healthcare providers, nurse practitioners and doctors are pushing this narrative. When you look at the symptoms, Stu, they're all over the place. This is why it's a joke. It's not a cluster. Okay, that's more narrowed. It's not what we call a constellation, which are things that are fairly related and then point to something. This is way beyond that. There are 10 reports of symptoms in 10 out of the 11 existing body systems. I mean, give me a break. We're going to get a lot of negative mail on this. Oh, you're wrong. I have this. My doctor says I have long COVID. I'm still in a brain fog. You know, some of the symptoms, let me just give you a little example. Irregular periods. Oh, okay. Well, that's specific. Constipation, dry skin. I get a headache now and then. And this thing about brain fog, you know, get up, do a little exercise, do some yoga, wake up your brain. I mean, you know, it's just hundreds of symptoms, Stu, going in no particular direction. And I'll tell you why it's really serious. And I'm going to cover it in more detail. I'm going to provide more proof and more examples in the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, which of course follows your show immediately. And in that show. But the dangerous thing about this is it just adds to the drain on our economy, on our treasury, because let's face it, it is now in the federal guidelines as an acceptable disability. So what happens? You're going to get earlier Social Security disability for these minor intermittent symptoms, Stu, that are so general, so subjective, and really don't constitute anything. And shame on doctors out there, because you're perpetrating this BS for the grift, for the money, because it just populates your office visits. It's a joke, Stu.
The strain that you're talking about, the economic strain, purposely done by the fake administration, a rogue regime that was installed on November 3rd of 2020 when the election was stolen using COVID for mass mail-in voting, which, by the way, is the reason that we are now talking about polio, the reason that we are now talking about monkeypox, the reason that we are still talking about COVID, but now it's long COVID. Add long COVID to the long list, the growing list of things that are fake.
Fake. It's all about the fake. There are 66, just a little tidbit, there are 6,600 documented cases, by the way, with the PCR, of monkeypox in the world, supposedly in the world. And the US just declared an emergency. If you guys don't see that they're just schnookering you and throwing the wool over your eyes, I mean, come on guys, wake up, ignore it. Most people are laughing at it. It's fake everything. There's nothing they can say or do now that has any credibility, Stu. And yes, so, I mean, this is a drain financially.
Of course it is. But guess who's profiting big time? Big Pharma, because they're keeping people paralyzed in the lies and the propaganda and the fear by pushing this narrative through mainstream media, by putting road signs up that say test, 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 continuing to keep people thinking about COVID and how COVID was the reason that their aunt died. No, Auntie Betty died because of murderous hospital protocols like remdesivir and ventilators, or being subjected to, you know, the modern day death camps, like when Andrew Cuomo sent geriatrics helplessly to their death. That's what's keeping COVID alive. There is no such thing. These are symptoms that are all over the board to keep your brain perpetually focused on this pandemic so that you're afraid to do anything, afraid to fight back, afraid to take the mask off. And guess who else is making a racket? These hospitals, because there are certain insurance codes that hospitals are able to bill. So now if they have this variety of symptoms and you come in with dry skin, oh, no, it's not just eczema. Or it's not just you might be using the wrong freaking soap. No, it's long COVID, because now we can bill your insurance company thousands and thousands of dollars. This is a huge racket. Hospitals are for-profit businesses. They are murdering for money. They are killing for cash. We have been saying this on this platform for almost a year and a half now. That's what this is. It is a racket. It is for control and compliance from a rogue installed regime, and it is for money for murder, killing for cash for hospitals that are draining the hell out of the insurance companies, which, by the way, are subsidized by the American taxpayer. And then what happens? Your premiums continue to go up because you have the crappy Obamacare bronze plan, and your premiums just skyrocket. It, the whole thing is a grift for control and money and compliance and power. More of this on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show immediately following the Stu Peters Show. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Stick around. Don't go anywhere. The Stu Peters Show continues right after this. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. The big grift. Pharmaceutical companies, hospitals profiting billions of dollars to your detriment. This is not about your health care. Of course not. As Dr. Jane Ruby just said, you go present with long COVID. What do you think is going to happen? The doctor's going to send you home with pills. Here, take this pill for that and this pill for that. Oh, we think you might have ADHD. Oh, stress and anxiety, depression. Here, take this pill and that pill. Take these controlled substances. Take these neurotoxins. Take 10 to 20 years off of your life, according to Dr. Peter Breggin, who was just on this program. No, how about this? Maybe address it naturally with the things that your body is supposed to have in it. For example, magnesium. 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency, which leads to stress, anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights, which all lead to an early grave. Combat all of those things with Magnesium Breakthrough, the number one trusted formula of the right types and appropriate amounts of magnesium. It truly is a lifesaver. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Freedom Idaho is a foundation advocating for our constitutional freedoms. We like foundations like that. They provide resources to help people get exemptions from things like mandatory injections and help people gain access to uncontaminated food and water, as well as holistic health care. You know, doctors that you can trust. But along with those direct medical matters, Health Freedom Idaho also works to educate people on the deadly dangers from the CPS child traffickers and their backers in the police. CPS is in league with doctors all over the country who feed them information that can then be twisted to accuse parents of abuse and justify taking children away. You remember baby Cyrus. We just saw him yesterday in Florida. Another extraordinary experience. Well, he went to the doctors because he was having troubles eating, and his parents ended up arrested and nearly losing their son forever. And remember, this was in Idaho, a supposedly conservative state. Even in Idaho, CPS has the power to make warrantless entry into your home with the backing of law enforcement. They can threaten you with paperwork and forms using high-pressure tactics to extract your signature. Oh yeah, we just want to cooperate. So how can you resist that pressure and avoid having the government destroy your family? Misty Carlfelt is the executive director and founder of Health Freedom Idaho. She sees CPS as another government operation for destroying freedom. And so she's thought an awful lot about how to fight back, and she joins us now. Misty, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Stu. I'm looking forward to helping parents know what to do.
Yeah, so when CPS shows up, what do parents do?
Well, first of all, parents, and I'm not giving legal advice. I'm not an attorney. So this is just based on experience that I've had with parents and children and seeing what works and what doesn't. And from that experience, I would say the first thing to do is to stand on your Fourth Amendment rights, which is to not allow access into your home. If they don't have a warrant, don't invite them in. Parents need to understand that when they open the door and they allow them in, they are looking for reasons to take your child. And I have seen on police reports everything from dirty dishes in the sink to laundry on the sofa as listed reasons of why they're accusing parents of neglect in taking their children. So the best line of defense is to not let them in. If they come to the door, they knock on the door, I would call my attorney, who I already have on retainer, who I've already vetted, who knows me and I know him, and he's ready to go to bat for me instantly. It's just like having an insurance policy. I've given him a retainer, he's ready to go. Should CPS show up at my door, I'm not going to be handling it. my constitutional attorney will be.
So in what cases is CPS, and maybe you don't know, you're not an attorney, but in Idaho, for example, in what instance, what set of circumstances would give CPS the authority to make a warrantless entry?
No, there isn't. There isn't. Parents are inviting them in because they think if they show, I do have food in the pantry, I am taking care of my child, I do love my child, come see how much I love my child. All of those things can and will be used against you. So oftentimes the biggest mistake is that parents are letting them in because they want to prove what good parents they are.
And a lot of parents just love their kids. I mean, it's the most frightening set of circumstances that you could possibly imagine as a parent, because a lot of parents love their kids so much that they would do absolutely anything to protect them, good parents anyways. And so a lot of parents most likely feel that, hey, if I cooperate with these people and just show them I'm doing the best by my children, yes, instead of causing a scene. Is that what you see?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And you know what CPS caseworkers will call that? Attachment disorder. So the more you try to advocate and say, I love my child, I love my child, my child loves me, you're too attached. Literally everything you say can and will be used against you. Say nothing, give them no access, sign nothing, call your constitutional attorney. If you're a homeschooler, a lot of what we're seeing is educational neglect as a reason to take a child. If you're a homeschooling family, call HSLDA. Become a member with them, and they will have attorneys go to bat for you should CPS show up at your door for something like educational neglect. There are things out there and tools that can help you, but the biggest thing is do not sign anything, record everything, do not let them into your home without a warrant, and you'll every single time that has worked from what I have seen.
So are you seeing an uptick in these cases?
You know, every single state that I've studied seems to have a certain amount of children that they need to take each month in order to maintain their quota and their budget. People need to understand that CPS is a for-profit business. So like any other business, they have to pay their bills. They pay their employees, keep their lights on, and pay rent by stealing your children. That's how that works. So yes, it has to increase every year, just like every other business. I'm a small business owner, right? We want to see that profit each year. Well, they make that profit by stealing more children. If you want to go to your state and look at your stats, I bet you'll find in 2020 that it went down a little bit because they weren't able to use the schools to report to steal children. So then you'll see in 2021, it bumps back up to whatever your norm is in your state. Ours is about 1,400 because now school is back in session and they were able to use that as reason to steal their children. That's where a lot of the reporting happens.
1,400 each month?
No, per year.
1,400 kids every year on the average in your state alone.
Yes. Yes. And Idaho CPS gets it wrong 80%+ of the time.
They don't care.
No, they're stealing children because each day they make more money. I don't know if you're aware of CAPTA and ASPA, but CAPTA was passed in 1974, and that gave CPS the authority to go in and steal your children. Then ASPA was signed by the Clintons, because we know how they love children, and they started giving states bonuses for rehoming children faster. So you'll get at least a $4,000 bonus for each child you rehome. That's happening in every state. So the faster you take children, and then every day you make money on them, if they're on medications or need treatments or therapies, the state will make more money on them. And then you rehome them, get a bonus of $4,000 at least. And that's how the corrupt system of CPS is funded, with our Social Security taxpayer money.
So when we say that CPS is a child trafficking ring, that's not hyperbolic. I mean, you agree with that.
100%. I mean, there's an NCMEC report that shows that 88% of sex trafficked children are coming from foster care. They lose more children than you can even imagine. Can you imagine a government entity that loses our children and they end up in sex trafficking and we're all funding it? That's the world we're living in right now.
And when Diego Rodriguez appeared in These Little Ones, the latest documentary on the Stu Peters Network that pulls back the veil on all of this, he said, What is child trafficking? It is when you abduct or kidnap a child for profit. Yeah. And that is the whole racket here with CPS. So on a larger scale, from a 50,000 foot view, how do we get rid of this situation? I mean, how do we, your advice is awesome. And I agree. Don't ever talk to the feds. Don't talk to CPS. Don't talk to anybody. Get your lawyer and deal with it. Don't make any statements. Don't let them in your home. No, period. Get out. Bye. Have a good day. But on a larger scale, how do we address, in your opinion, the entire CPS racket?
Well, there's two things. I think there's the first level is the community has to stand up. It's all about the community. I don't know if you've heard of people's rights, but people's rights needs to happen in every community. That's the group that came together for Diego and his family and held the line and said, not this baby. Every time the community has come and held the line, it's worked from what I have seen, especially right at the beginning, right? So that has to happen. That's the immediate defense is your community support, your church family, people's rights coming and holding the line with you against an overreaching government. But the bigger picture, and I know states are, and even on a federal level, they're trying to pass bills to corral CPS and make it not so overreaching. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't cut ties with ASFA and CAPTA, it will keep going. Like any other entity that needs to make money, it's going to shift and move and go this way or that way in order to keep stealing children for funding. And that won't end until the states cut ties, cut strings with ASFA and CAPTA.
If you want more information on any of this stuff, healthfreedomidaho.com. Again, healthfreedomidaho.com. What a wealth of information you are, Misty Carlfeld. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
I mean, I was just in Florida yesterday. Baby Cyrus made a surprise appearance. I had no idea that he was going to be there. This is a case that right before our eyes, we were able to watch supernaturally. It was unbelievable. Probably one of the most extraordinary experiences of my life. Baby Cyrus was there. But now think about this. How many millions and millions of other cases do not end that way? That's why we need to address this in this country. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Going over. All right, we all like to think clearly. We all like to be the best employee that we can be, the best boss that we can be, the best husband or wife or father or mother or friend that we can be. We all like to maximize our creativity and our focus and our drive. Nobody likes to hit the snooze button. Nobody likes that groggy effect that your brain has. How about the on switch, the light switch for your brain? Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, newtopia.com/Stu Peters. These are the brain supplements that we have been talking to you about. I take these things and they're unbelievable. When I'm going to the gym about a half hour before I go there, I take this aggression on demand. In the evening times when I want to unwind and chill, the Gabalicious is unbelievable. You got to go there. You'll learn a lot about yourself also in the way that you process information because you'll fill out the personal questionnaire about the way that you think, the way that you operate, the way that you perform every day. And then Newtopia will put together a custom brain supplement package for you. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them. Individual, I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know, man, it's all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So no doubt these are dark and tough times for the world between pandemics and lockdowns and mandates and warfare and the threat of much worse to come. But there are reasons for hope and optimism as well amid everything terrible that's happening because nothing is coming that we haven't already been warned about in advance. The first warning, of course, comes from God in the prophecies of the book of Daniel, the book of Revelation, and from Jesus Christ himself in the Gospels. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, Christ describes the warning signs of the end times. Here's an abridged version of what he says, quote, "Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Jesus Christ even says that things on earth will get so bad that the days themselves will be shortened. And this will be for our sake, to reduce our suffering. So that's what Christ says will happen. But we don't just get warnings from God, but from the enemy as well. That's one of the mercies, actually, that we receive. Evildoers are incapable of carrying out their plans without announcing them in advance. 2 years ago, the World Economic Forum announced the elite's agenda, the Great Reset, the New World Order. Their plan is to eradicate capitalism completely, destroy national sovereignty, take over the global food chain, vaccinate the power grid against digital COVID, and force everyone they can to live in tiny pods eating protein made from bugs. They've proudly announced that every nation will be transformed to have less quality of life, less freedom, and more slavery, and told you that you'll be happier than you've ever been. Steve Slepcevic is one of America's top emergency and disaster response experts. He knows how to respond to power grid, EMP, chemical, biological, and natural disasters, and he knows what we have to do to survive all of the calamities to come. Steve Slepcevic joins us now. Steve, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate you putting the word out there.
So we just got done talking with David Pine about what's happening in China. We see what's happening in Ukraine. We see nations rising up against nations. The deception is massive. Everything that Christ talked about in the Gospels and what God warned us of, along with what the evildoers are telling us, seems imminent. Do you agree?
I completely agree. I mean, you know, we're taught that prepare your house. When it talks about preparing your house, preparing your house spiritually, where are you at? Where are you at with God? You know, so one of the challenges that I seen that I had a real hard time with was when the whole COVID thing came across and the churches started locking down. I mean, that was, to me, was very tall telling that they were answering demand, not to God.
Yeah. And these fake churches are now replacing real Christianity with newfangled pastors that are teaching that it's only love of your neighbor if you should go get a shot, or if you should not go and see your grandma and grandpa in their geriatric facilities, or if you should lock down and separate from people and put a bacteria-ridden Sharia face muzzle over your face. These are the things. Oh, and by the way, hate yourself. These are the things that these new fake churches are teaching people.
You know, the crazy thing about it is my family comes from Serbia, right? So I was the first one born in the States. So those of us that have come from families that have lived through communism, my mom being a Nazarene Christian, not Orthodox Christian, but Nazarene Christian, they had a practice in private. So during that time, if they were found practicing in the basement of a person's house, they burned the house with the actual Christian believers in the house. My father served 7 years in prison for not wanting to take a gun and serve out to kill man, king or country. So as a kid growing up, learning those type of things, I feel sometimes I'm more patriotic, even though because of my background of what I was taught of, and just seeing the pain and suffering in their eyes of what they've gone through. And my mom, who's 85 years old, and she's like seeing it, which is, son.
Well, now we have
this. This is what it feels like when communist moves in.
Yeah. And that's what we're seeing right now. I mean, Everything that you just talked about. So now we're seeing these like rolling blackouts, which I believe are fake. And they're intentionally used to kind of prepare us for the acceptance of not having power when the power grid attack imminently comes because of the digital COVID that we've been warned about by the World Economic Forum and the Satanists there and the transhumanist sycophants. We have EMPs being talked about a whole lot now, chemical weapons, biological agents, natural disasters, things that are happening all over the place. Nobody better than you to tell us how to prepare for these things physically, as well as obviously spiritually and politically. What do you think that most Americans need to do right now? Because I'm just saying, Steve, a lot of people are paralyzed in fear.
Yeah. So when you listen to Klaus Schwab and them put together that whole World Economic Forum, they invited all the top risk managers in the world, right? So the risk managers from these insurance companies, Zurich, Allianz, and the list goes on, right? So their entire thing was to bring these people together, run that type of scenarios through AI of what we're going to be facing. The reality is that even more recently, like I do disaster planning for some of the biggest critical infrastructure. One of them recently had a situation out of cold storage, right? Where they, you know, they flash freeze your vegetables. They distribute it for Publix and stuff like that. And our stuff in the planning side of it is to risk model what's coming. Their costs are going through the roof, right? Everything from labor issues to parts for trucks that they can't get parts that they're scavenging, which one of our truck distributors has 1,200 trucks, and they're taking parts off one vehicle of certain rigs to put on other rigs just to keep their stuff going. They're seeing increase in fuel costs, increase in labor and energy costs to run those type of plants. So it's constantly going up. It's not slowing down. And he's like, it's going to get to a breaking point where they can't even compete anymore because there's going to be multiple breakdowns in that system. So what I always say is just be prepared. Expect the power to go out. Expect to be off the grid. And if you don't start doing the stuff that you have to do right now to prepare your house, your home, and people don't, you know, it's the simple things. They're like, oh, I can't do it. No, a quarter of an acre can feed a family of four. Start planting, start doing the stuff to prepare, because if you don't prepare now, it's going to be very difficult for you to execute any type of plan if you don't prepare now.
A quarter of an acre can feed a family of four for an entire year. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
That's amazing stuff. People don't understand the importance. I don't think people are taking this very seriously. I think a lot of people say, oh, come on, this is just blown way out of proportion. This sounds like fear-mongering and conspiracy theory. This is tinfoil hat, QAnon, Trump stuff. No. This is happening. Look around. Biological agents have already been deployed against us. That's what these shots are, that they're calling vaccines. That was what was deployed out of Wuhan, China. That is a bioweapons lab. There have been dozens of others found scattered all across the planet, 46 of them, whatever it is, in Ukraine. This is why we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars there. And these are now being targeted, apparently, by Vladimir Putin. Biological agents will be used by evil people that call themselves our government against us intentionally. These are the people at the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates and the like, that have said that they wish to depopulate the planet by 7.5 billion, with a B, people. That means killing you and I.
Yeah. If you would have told someone that COVID's coming, that everything, all the planes are going to get grounded, the entire world's going to come to a stop, no one would believe you. But if anybody has paid attention to the fact that the world economic controls the governments that control the corporations, you know, and then this whole ESG thing, it's all about controlling everything and squeezing everybody into a very finite channel. So there's incentives there. And there's regulation to force this change. It's almost like they're getting rid of the middle class, right? You have the rich that can be controlled, because a lot of the big companies that I work with, they're very sensitive. They can't speak out supporting the conservative candidates. They can't take that conservative approach at all because of the relationships that they have with China and other global powers that can actually cancel them out. So they're controlled. And then the poor are controlled, right? Because they have to be off a system. They basically become the victim. It's the middle class, that's the entrepreneurs, that's the risk takers typically, that they're going to attempt to force into either the corporate above, where they're going to be in the ESG controlled corporate part of it, or they're going to push them down into the poor section of it because you can't operate in that space and be a resistance to them.
On a smaller scale, it's happened to this program. I personally was offered millions of dollars right away to syndicate this program on thousands of radio stations across the country. And obviously what that means is instant fame, whole bunch of money, economic success and stability for me and for my family, and I don't have a dang thing to worry about. On the other hand, then of course, the people who own me or this program have control over the content that's being created. This is what we see in people like Tucker Carlson, who I believe really wants to push the envelope, but Fox has producers of their own, along with Tucker's producers, and a lot of the stories that Tucker wants to run with, just using him as an example, get spiked, and it's beyond his control. But then you have the choice to make. Do I really enjoy my country club lifestyle, Or am I really here for, you know, values and ideological beliefs? And am I really here to fight for our kids? So, of course, we told these people to get bent, and here we are now, and the platform obviously is still exploding. So there is a choice that has to happen there. But eradicating the middle class, the backbone of the U.S. economy, and forcing people into subservience by making them reliant, you break their back and browbeat them enough, beat them into the ground, and then kick them when they're down. One thing after another, the loss of their job, the forced injections, the coercion, the chemical attacks, the COVID, the lockdowns, I mean, all these restrictions, then of course you're like, hey, I had to close my business. And how many of those businesses never reopened again? So now you have people that are reliant 100% on the system and they have been controlled. That's what you're saying, yes?
Yeah, so 40% of businesses go out after any major disaster. That's the stats pre-COVID. Now, realistically, it's more over 60% of businesses will go after disaster. Here's what people don't understand. You shut down those businesses for 1 year. Yeah, some people are like, oh, we're going back to normal. As soon as you hit them a second time, it's no different than areas that have been hit with a hurricane the first time. We're in the cone of silence. We work in these areas, been doing it for over 30 years, right? I've handled over 14,000 projects. I know my stuff when it comes to this type of stuff. Once an area gets hit a second time, people are like, they're demoralized, right? They're no longer, that same level of going back and fighting for it is no longer there. So when people say, oh, we're going back to normal, things aren't going back that way. No, I promise you, if I was the person in control of the World Economic Forum, I'd hit you a second time knowing that the percentage drops substantially. And that is where I can create the shift.
Coming up next, we're going to talk with Dr. Jane Ruby about these this long COVID thing. The COVID narrative has to stay here in order for these people to take control. And if it's not going to be COVID or long COVID, that's fake, by the way, it's going to be monkeypox. And now we're hearing discussions about polio and, you know, Marburg virus and all of these other things. It seems to me that this is the idea. This is the foundation of the control is going to be endless pandemics and health crises, because obviously nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to see their kids die. So the best way to control them is by telling them that if you don't do what we say, you are going to die.
Yeah, and I think the combination is multiple. So with all those things, COVID, Marburg, monkeypox, I think you're also going to have the threat of a nuclear strike. Everyone's got to stay indoors. You know, there's issues that are going on that we can't control. Let's create the fear among all the nations. Are they all working together? And then ultimately, what other thing are they going to throw in there as well? Is the climate change also going to be part of that whole thing, so that you can have multiple areas to do a complete shutdown and maintain the emergency powers going into the midterms? You know, the thing is, people have to decouple themselves from that being on the government type system, even though we've become so complacent about it that every part of our lives somehow is touched upon it. We just got to start pulling away from that.
I agree 100%. There needs to be a large, overwhelming dissident here, especially in America. And I mean, the rest of the planet, yes, I agree. But right now, we need to focus on America first. And here, in order to achieve, you know, any success after all of the exposure of all of the bad things that these people are doing to us intentionally and on purpose, you can't just be in opposition. And that's why I oftentimes say, look, this is not a Republican or Democrat thing. I believe that is a fake construct. This is not a conservative or liberal thing. I believe that is another fake construct. Just like Black Lives Matter is a fake construct. These are things that divide in order for people to conquer. We have a one world government. We have a roundtable global cabal hell-bent on the destruction of any liberty or freedom that we have, whether it's in America or Australia or Canada or anywhere else. All of these so-called free nations are now falling to complete authoritarian control. There is the absence of the rule of law. All of the hysteria that's happening, the division and the hatred and the polarization of every single issue is all being done by design. And so if you say these Democrats have to stop doing this, what you are thereby doing is legitimizing that is a real thing. Or if you say, for example, the Biden administration can't do this, or the Biden administration should do this, that is a fake administration that is not serving of the people, and they are a separate entity from America and from Americans, most importantly. And so by just acknowledging or legitimizing them or being opposition to them, is giving more power to them. So there needs to be a dissidence. And that is the that comes along with the understanding that everything is fake. This is, entire thing is a movie script. It's all being played out right in front of us. It's really easy to see, especially if you turn on mainstream media and you can flip to any channel and hear them verbatim almost using the exact same words to describe and to push this fear agenda to get you locked down. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree. I think fear is one of their most powerful weapons, and confusion. You know, in the Garden of Eden, when Satan approached Adam and Eve, he said, "Did God really say that you would die?" You know, so he instilled that bit of doubt, that confusion, and then the fear part of it to control that whole situation. So it starts in the beginning of time. I feel that the most important things that we need to do as a patriot conservative group that is against this is to truly get off their communication platforms, right? And that's not just the internet. I mean, your sat phone is a great way, obviously, in a Faraday sleeve. Having your monthly or every quarter getting on a call, calling your call tree, creating a plan within your family of what that looks like if there's an EMP strike. The other part of it is get together with your local farmers, go to the farmers markets, connect with these different farmers, look at what it's going to look like both to be able to sustain your family and work as a community, which is what I've done in San Diego, right? I'm out at a North County area. It's still within the city, but I'm growing on my own land. I got my own Humvee, which is EMP proof. I got my fuel, my power, my generation, my fuel sources, my food sources, everything all dialed in. And I don't do it from a space of fear at all. To me, it's exciting. This is fun, right? And if you simply look at that and you create a unit and you walk in, you create that neighborhood with your certain conservative friends and just have a plan in place, raise the confidence. We're called to be the protectors of our family.
That's right.
Right. And everything from security, how you train, how you drill, man, it's just expect it to happen. They have no other choice. They have to force this stuff to go into that direction. It's not a conspiracy theory. Everything is coming to a breaking point.
And actually
I've seen this
do it.
Personally in the hospitals that I work with, in the transportation from the shipping ports that we work with on the planning side of it. So I'm in their internal offices working with the risk managers. And also what people are not realizing is like they're going, oh, well, Florida and some of the states, their insurance is going up 30%. This is an increase. It's all over the mainstream media, right? But what people don't realize that they're taking away certain types of coverages. So when certain areas get slammed, they're not going to be able to recover regardless on a good day. So that allows them to come in and start taking these companies and these homes, and these businesses, and start dominating different areas. And you shut down a country again, a lot of those small businesses are gone.
Yeah.
They're going to be picked up by these vanguards and BlackRock companies.
That's right. Yep. I couldn't agree with you more. We got to be dissidents to that. Steve Slepcevic, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And then, you know, you actually have to do this stuff. You know, when Steve says, do this, prepare this way, go talk to your local farmers, go talk to these producers. You have to actually do it. You can't pretend like this is never going to happen or keep it in the back of your head. Like, get up and go and do it. Follow your calling, follow your gut, your instincts, be a dissident from the system, disconnect completely from what this rogue regime is doing. Stop funding them. I think a tax revolt would be a great idea. More of the Stu Peter Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
If you have not been to the all-new StuPeters.com, get ready for a cranial shakeup, a mental earthquake of sorts. These Little Ones airing over there, streaming constantly at StuPeters.com. If you haven't seen it, you better go see it. If you've seen it, watch it again. It hits you different every time. So many people came up to me in Florida. I can't believe the way that you connected the dots, the way that you vindicated Cappy. I had my suspicions, but this confirms it. I had no idea how deep this went, or I had no idea at all that this was going on. And the way that that film connects the dots and exposes the satanic pedophilia cabal is unlike anything you've ever seen. These Little Ones airing at StuPeters.com right now. Make sure that you get there. Plus, Stu merch available right now. There isn't a single thread, not one stitch of the Stu merch, the swag that comes from any country outside of the United States of America. 100% USDA choice, thoroughbred, American-made merch. High-quality stuff. You're going to love it and look great. And advertise for the platform of truth. All of the shows that you'll have access to when you sign up to be Stu Crew, Dalton Clodfelter's Right Dissident, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Richard Leonard, the Richard Leonard Show, Military Focused, and more. All kinds of it. Crosstalk with Edward Saul and Lauren Witzke. Get there. Uncensored with Maria Z from Australia. I mean, the list just goes on and on. All brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Book your personal appointment with a like-minded independent fiduciary that can help you in this recession that we are in. Go to CortezWM.com. Make sure that you attend his classes every Tuesday and Thursday. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. StuPeters.com. Go there. Get the merch. Get the swag. Take selfies and share them with me on social media. I'm on Gab and on Telegram. Do it up. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar.